I actually realized once in Kosovo when I watched a man break down that bullets are actually hardened tears, that when we don't allow men to have their girl self and have their vulnerability and have their compassion and have their hearts, that they become hardened and hurtful and violent. And I think we have taught men to be secure when they are insecure, to pretend they know things when they don't know things, or why would we be where we are, to pretend they're not a mess when they are a mess. And I will tell you a very funny story. On my way here on the airplane, I was walking up and down the aisle of the plane, and all these men were, and I literally at least 10 men were in their little, you know, seats watching chick flicks, and they were all alone, and I thought, this is the secret life of men, you know. I've traveled, as I said, to many, many countries, and I've seen if we do what we do to the girl inside us, then obviously it's horrific to think what we do to girls in the world. And we heard from Sunita yesterday and Kavita about what we do to girls, but I just want to say that I've met girls with knife wounds and cigarette burns who are literally being treated like ashtrays. I've seen girls be treated like garbage cans. I've seen girls who were beaten by their mothers and brothers and fathers and uncles. I've seen girls starving themselves to death in America in institutions to look like some idealized version of themselves. I've seen that we cut girls and we control them and we keep them illiterate, or we make them feel bad about being too smart. We silence them. We make them feel guilty for being smart. We get them to behave, to tone it down, not to be too intense. We sell them. We kill them as embryos, we enslave them, we rape them. We are so accustomed to robbing girls of the subject, of being the subjects of their lives, that we have now actually objectified them and turned them into commodities. The selling of girls is rampant across the planet, and in many places, they are worth less than goats and cows. But I also want to talk about the fact that if 1 in 8 people on the planet are girls between the ages of 10 to 24, they are the key, really, in the developing world, as well as in the whole world, to the future of humanity. And if girls are in trouble because they face systematic disadvantages that keep them where society wants them to be, including lack of access to health care, education, healthy foods, labor force participation, the burden of all the household tasks usually falls on girls and younger siblings, which ensures that they will never overcome these barriers. The state of girls, the condition of girls, will, in my belief, and that's the girl inside us and the girl in the world, determine whether the species survives.